Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu, Perek Chav Dalet, as we continue here in Sefer Yirmiyahu, all about the generation of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and here in this short Perek, only 10 Psukim, after a 40-Pasuk Perek, we have a 10-Pasuk Perek. We have a mashal given. Yirmiyahu has had a lot of visions. This one is of two baskets of figs. Two baskets of figs, one good figs, one bad figs. One is going to symbolize the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. One is going to symbolize the Jews in Bavel. So what happens here? Ani Hashem. Hashem showed me. V'hine shnei duda'ei te'inim mu'adim lefnei heichal Hashem. There are two baskets of figs that are sitting there, that are mu'adim. Rashi quotes, mu'chanim, right? They are situated next to the Heichal Hashem. So what does that remind us of? Baskets sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, that obviously hints to us of Bikurim, right? We are the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, and the mashal that is shown to Yirmiyahu is our existence as figs in baskets. Lefnei Heichal Hashem, acharei haglos Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, after Nebuchadnezzar had already sent out the first galus, es Yechaniah ben Yoyakim melech Yehuda, vesari Yehuda, vesacharish, vesamazker b'Yerushalayim, v'ayviyim Bavel. I see this after the first galus, about 18 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that he was sent out by Nebuchadnezzar, as we read in Malachim Beis, this is when this Nevuah is supposed to be taking place. Remember the story in Malachim Beis in Perachav Dalet. That's where Nebuchadnezzar comes, Va'esahi, Alu Avdei Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, Va'tavo Yer Bamatzor. He surrounded the city with a siege. Va'yavon Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Al-Ir, Va'vadev Tzarim Aleha. And what does he do? He sends them out, Yehoyachin. Yoyachin, we've had Nevuahs already, that he was a Rasha. Ultimately, he did Tshuva in Bavel. Va'yotzei Misham es Okolo Tzros Beis Hashem. Va'otzros Beis HaMelech. What does he try to do first? He takes out all the treasures. Va'yikatzeis es Kol Klei Azov Asher Asa Shlomo Melech Yisrael. Ve'heichal Hashem Kasher Diber Hashem. Yehoyachin takes out and brings out, and he goes out. Ve'ikach Osa, the king of Bavel, takes him out and all the treasures. Ve'higla es Kol Yerushalayim Ve'skol Asarim Ve'skol Gibori Achayel. Asara Alafim Gola, everyone goes, including the Cheresh and the Masker. What is the Cheresh and the Masker? So the Pashas means the carpenters and the artisans. He, Nebuchadnezzar, didn't want to leave chance to have any type of rebellion in Yerushalayim. So he sends out all of the professionals to Bavel. But Chazal tell us a deeper level of Cheresh and Masker. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin, and Rashi quotes it here, Cheresh and Masker, Peches Amid Aleph in Gittin. These are referring to the Talmidei Chachamim. The leaders of the Jewish people were sent to Galus even before the rest, right? This reminds us of what happened in Mitzrayim. First, Yosef went, and then Yehuda went Goshna to set up the Beis Medrash, and then the rest of Am Yisrael came, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Meseches Gittin, he asks for he asked Vespasian, Tainli Yavne v'chachameha, I need the Torah center, because if I have the Torah center, I know Klal Yisrael will be able to survive, right? If I don't have the Torah center there beforehand, then it's not going to work, right? And that's why the Mishnah tells us, always be golet l'makom Torah, never say that it's going to come after me, and I will go first. There's even a beautiful idea said on the Mishnah in Rabbi Lau's commentary on Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah, havi golet l'makom Torah, in Perek Dalet, of Pirkei Avos, what's the emphasis of gole? Gole l'makom, have a holech l'makom Torah, right? Ratz l'makom Torah. Hole, why dafka gole? Gole is from the word gullus, going to an ir miklat. When I go to an ir miklat, I run. I can't be outside there. I need the protection of the ir miklat. I leave everything behind and I just run there. That's what we have to do when we run to Torah. When we run to Torah, we can't stop ourselves. We have to leave everything behind. We have to just focus on what's there. Lazov kolin yanav me'achora ve'es alichas lomo Torah. Alo laholich lomo Torah lakachas es beiso imo. Laveis ha-medrash. Shemoza, you take everything with you. It's not going to help. And that's tzrichalios mihira ve'hechlatit. That's what it has to be in terms of the galus. But again, that's what Chazal tell us, that Cheresh and Masker mean, it means the Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, on the bottom of Peches Amad Aleph, Cheresh, Bishasha, Poschin, Na'asu Akal Chechereshin. When they open their mouth, everybody else becomes mute. Masker, Kivet Shesogrin, Shuvena Poschin. Right? When they close up, right? They close the sugya, then nobody else opens it. There's nothing else to talk about. The Ben Yehoyada says maybe it means in terms of heterim. When one opens up a heter, so then nobody's going to soger and close it and say it's usser. When they are soger and they say something is usser, so nobody's going to come and say it is and say it is mutter. That's what his pshat on the last page of Maseches Gittin, the Ben Yoyada. In Poskan Lahoras Heter Be'ez Adavar Anogel Isser Be'Heter. Olatayr dini tumah v'tara, olizakos b'dini nefashas b'dini mamonis. Ein shum adam yachol ischakeim kenegdon listar divrei malochiach lehefich. U'b'shas shesogrin sheshemorin iser otumah chova. Ein shum adam yachol listar divreihem lahoros heter. Says the Ben Yoyada. That's the pshat. But this is the cheresh of the Masgir. So this nevuah that Yirmiyo is seeing, that he sees the two baskets of fruit after the original gullus of the cheresh of the Masgir, right? This took place after they already read into gullus. And again, the mashal is bikurim. We know figs are one of the shivas aminim, and bikurim is only by the shivas aminim, right? That's what this nevuah has to do with. Maybe we'll talk more about bikurim a little bit later. Hadud echad te'enim tovos ma'od. One dude, one basket had great, beautiful figs. Kite'enei habakuros, like the most choice and ripe figs. The figs right at the beginning, right when they're ripened. That's the bikurim, right? They're the first ones. Vadud echad te'enim ro'os ma'od. And the other ones had very bad figs. Sounds like Paro's dream. Ashelo se achalna meroa, that they wouldn't eat in meroa. What's ma'od? Ma'od, we say ma'od twice, says the Malbim. Sometimes you could have good and bad, but they're just relative. These are good compared to the other ones that are even worse, but these aren't really good, and these can be bad, they're really good, but the other ones are even better. It says the Malbim, it says ma'od to emphasize the objectivity, right? They are tov ro'os ma'od, they're objectively inferior. And the opposite. Ratzel Omar says the Malbim, ki yesh tov ra yichusi. This relative tov and ra. Shadavar tov be'erich, davar acher garua mimenu. U'b'chol zeh eno tov ma'od mitzad atzmo. V'al zeh omar shatov osvaroz shara him echletiyim. Mitzad atzma, belo yichus el acherim gruim otovim ehem. V'al zeh omar shatov os tovos ma'od. Right, it's ma'od because it is objective that these are good and these are bad, and that's what's going to be the mashal, as we will see. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem says to me, let's continue a little bit. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Hashem says, what is the mashal given? Ma'ataro eyer miyo, va'omer te'inim, ha'te'inim, ha'tovos, tovos ma'od, va'aroz, roz ma'od. I see great te'inim, great figs, and I see really bad figs. Asher lo se'achalna me'roa, that cannot be eaten, because they are so bad. Again, the Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph that this is a mashal to the tzaddikim and to the rishayim. The Gemara says there in a little agadata on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar Chizda Darish Mar Bar Mar Mari Bar Mar Mai Dichsiv V'Deishnu Yidu Do Eteinim Muadim Lifnei Hechal Hashem Hadur Achateinim Tovos Maod Kit Teinei Habakuros Vadur Acher Teinim Ros Maod Shalos Yachal No Meroa Teinim Tovos Elu Tzadikim Gemurim Teinim Haraos Elu Rishaim Gemurim. This is referring to the totally evil and the totally righteous. V'Shem Tomar Avat Zivrem Ubatal Sikuyam. You might think the Teinim Ros are totally gone. Tamalomar hadudaim not nu reach, quoting a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, elu ve'elu asidin sheyitnu reach. In the future, right, they are going to give reach. In the future, even ones that I'm giving a mashal now, the Jews that are left in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews that are left in Yerushalayim, they're right now, they're rows, but ultimately we believe that every Jew has deep down the power to come back. The Ben Yehoyada here says again, second Ben Yehoyada, the parak, on that Gemara, what is the message of the Dafka, the Te'enim? Why are the Te'enim used as the mashal here for the Ra and the Tov? Says the Ben Yoyada, well, we know one of the opinions out of the four in Chazal about what type of tree the Eitz Hadas was a Te'ena tree, right? That day that says that, well, that was the only tree that was willing to give leaves to cover up because that was what they were Niskalkelins, that's what they were Mitukanin. So says the Ben Yoyada, V'nirli B'siyata D'shmaya, this is an Erev in there. Damar Chazal Eitz Sha'achal Adam Rishon Te'ena Haya. V'yadua, the Eitz Hadas Haya Tov V'ra Mechubaran Yachar. Or the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. There's Tov and Ra in there. V'lachain, Acher Shachata Adam Arishon, Shavu, Shebo Hayu Klulin Kalan Shamos Habaim, Nasa Kacholan Shamos, Ta'arovis Tov V'ra. Once he, Adam, ate from the tree, Adam had inside of him all the neshamas of all of history. Tov and Ra went into us. Va'amitzvos nimshachim mechelak ha-tov shebe neshama v'yaveiras menachelak ha-ra. And we got mixed up and confused. V'lachein, ha-navi olav ha-shalom ra tchunos eitz ha-das b'shnei chalakov durechan male. He sees the two aspects, right? So this is saying that it's not just that two different people, but within every person. The question is, what guides us? Ki gan eden shebesocha eitz ha-das heichal Hashem, right? That was the heichal Hashem, and there's potential tov and ra, right? The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, before Adam ate from the tree, it was emes and sheker. It was objective inside of him. But once he ate from the tree, it became tov and ra, right? Because of the Yetzirah, because of now the subjectivity that is there. But again, that's the Ben Yoyada says, the tov and the ra inside of us, and the tzara, the neshama, pulls us to do mitzvos, and obviously our Yetzirah pulls us to do averus. So what is this a mashal for? Vayhi devar Hashem elai lemar, ko amar Hashem elokei Yisrael, kateinim atavos ha'ela, kein akir, who are the good figs? Kein akir as galus Yehuda, the Jews that already went into galus, the cheresh and the masker, they're sitting in Bavel, they're the ones that the geula is going to come from. Asher shilachtim in amakom hazeh eretz kastim letova, that's going to be ironically letova, the samtieni aleim letova, vashivosim al aretz azos, I will eventually return them. Ubinisim veloe haros, they will be built up again, I will not destroy them. Nutatim velo etosh, I will plant them and I will not uproot them. Right? They would asati lohem lev ladasosi, and I give them a heart to know me. Ki ani Hashem vayuli lam, they'll connect to me. Vanochi eya lohem lelokim ki yashuvu elai b'chol ibam. The good teinim are the ones that already went into Galus. And as we'll see, the Tanim arose are the opposite, the ones that are still here. We'll read those psukim. But it's fascinating, right, that the Abar Manel points out, right, you might have thought that the ones in Yerushalayim are thinking to themselves, oh, we got it made. Right, the other Shvatim, the other people went into Galus already. We're still here. So obviously Hashem loves us. Hashem is going to protect us. But says the Abar Manel, didn't work that way. It's exactly the opposite. Who you thought is close is not close. Who you thought is far are going to be the ones that are going to come close. Shelo ayu mipnei ze tzidkiyov avada v'amo yoter krovim al Hashem. Velo yiyu mipnei shenisharu b'Yerushalayim nitzolim mehagalus yosem yichanya. Vasher holchu imo bavela ein adavar kein, says the Abar Benel. Kishneim ra'a mu'adim l'teich al Hashem. They're both sitting in front of the Mizbeach, right? Both baskets are there. This group is physically not there, but they are both there, and they are the ones that the Geula is going to come from, right? This is a classic example of a misconception, right? We feel that, oh, we're farther away, so we're farther away from Hashem. No. It's a misconception, right? It's not how it looks, right? The Rav Hirsch says this on the Seir LaZazel and the Seir LaShem, right? You have the two goats, they're exactly the same height, and they look the same, and they cost the same amount of money, and all of a sudden, let's imagine we're in the minds of the goats, so to speak. And what happens? One goat is going, brought in, the Seir LaShem is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's shechted, and the blood is sprinkled, and Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata, and the other goat is standing there outside looking at his brother and say, oh, look what happened to him. He's shechted, he's sprinkled, and all of a sudden he's being led out to the Beis HaMikdash. He's being led out to the open land. Wow, I'm being set free. He's being led out up the mountain. Oh, the air is so clean and crisp. He goes up to the top of a cliff. He looks, he sees, wow, this is amazing. What a view. And ultimately, he's pushed off the cliff. Misconceptions. He feels he's on top of the world, and really, the other one was Kodesh Lashem, and he is Seir LaAzazel. Yomar Chai, b'malo ruach hayim, this is Rav Hirsch in B'magle Hashana, shebo nimsara sa'ir lidei ha'isho iti, halo mevi ola midbar, oleimo, harcheik ma'od min hasakin, banishchat chaveru hashavelo, far from the knife, v'sham al piskas hatzuk, Omeid lo asa'ir achai, kaviyachol ben chorin, ve'ino roe es hamored hatalul asher me'achorav. He doesn't realize what is about to happen to him. V'lo magia lechatzi harach anase evarim evarim. Right, it's about misconceptions. And that is the Seir LaZazel and the Seir LaShem. Right, Yom Kippur is about getting rid of the misconceptions. But here, this is what it appears. It appears like the Jews in Bavel are galus, they're so far. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have it better. No. It's just the opposite. Right? The Chafetz Chaim says, even in our own religious life, sometimes we could have an act, it looks like a mitzvah. But maybe deep down it's not. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Al HaTorah, on the Haftorah, Pesukim in Zechariah, where it talks about Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol, he saw He saw certain actions, but what does he see? He had the vision of the menorah. Vahasatan omed al yamino lesitno. Pasuk says that the Satan, one of the few times in Tanakh that the Satan is a noun. Vahasatan, it's not just lahastin. The Satan is there, lesitno. What's the Satan doing there? Says the Chafetz Chaim, usually the negative is always reflected by the left side, and the positive is by the right side. So what is the Satan here doing on the right side? Says the Chafetz Chaim, because sometimes the Yetzer Hara knows we're too strong for him. We're doing mitzvos, we're not doing averos, so what's he supposed to do? So what does he do? He dresses up like a mitzvah. He'll dress up. He knew he can't get us to dafka do an avera, to eat not kosher. So what does he do? Mishtadelu daber al libo sheyase mitzvah. Bishrul amshichom an mitzvah el ha'avera. Yes, stay up late. Stay up late. Let's see. I'm going to make you oversleep for Shacharis. V'ala adam suma lios tamid er ulashkiach bein pekicha ala yetzahara. We always have to know, is what we're doing a mitzvah, is what we're not doing a mitzvah, or an avera. And we have to see, you know, sometimes things are very unclear. That's what the Mesil Shisharim talks about, also in the Mishkal HaChasidus, in Perachaf, right, the mistake that was made, in his view, of Zachariah ben Avkulis, the mistake that was made by Gedaliah ben Achikam. He thought he was being down Lakav Schus, and really he should have been Choshesh, and Choshed from his, from Yishmael, the one who assassinated him eventually, and even Zachariah ben Avkulis, he thought he was doing a tremendous mitzvah. But really, ultimately, it led to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Good. One other point, and that is on Pasuk Zayin. What does the Navi say? Hashem says, I gave them, sitting in Bavel, Lev Ladas Osi. I gave them a heart to know me. Says the Abarbanel, that is an allusion to the Talmud Bavli. There in Bavel, V'nasati lam Lev Ladas Osi, in Yano Kishem, Shom BeBavel, Yitchakmu, Bechachmas HaTorah. Kisham naaseh ha-Talmud ha-Bavli v'yalav amar. V'nasati lam lev adas osi ki yashuvu elai b'chol ibam. That's a reference. We know that's where Torah came from. The center of Torah existence in that generation was in Bavel, Talmud Bavli, and that's an alluded to in this pasuk. Rabbeinu Tam, if you remember, in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalet, talks all about Bavli also. Bavli from the word Balul, says Rabbeinu Tam. Talmud Bavli Shalanu Anu Poter Natsmeinu Mimash Amru Chachamim. Through learning Talmud Bavli, we potter what it says in Avodah Zarah, La'olam Yishalish Adam Shnosav, that we have to split up our learning. Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mishta, Shlish B'shas, but Talmud Bavli has everything. And therefore, learning Talmud Bavli is enough. Again, I think he would say that first you have to learn Tanakh and Mishnah, and once you know that by heart, then you can just chazer and do everything through the Gemara. But the Tosfos does note, Avol Pikein on Ukarim B'chol Yom, we do say in the morning, try to be Yotze, we say the Karban Tamid, which is Torah, and then we say Zel Makomon, which is Mishnayis, Zvachim, and then we say Rabbi Yishmael, which counts for Gemara, because that is a Brisa. But again, that's alluded to right here in the words, Lev Ladas Osi. Continuing, finishing up, Vaketeinim Araos, Asholos Eachalna Meiroa, and what about the other basket? The other basket that's sitting here with the inferior grapes, who is that referring to? That's a reference to the Jews that are still here in Yerushalayim, that are refusing to give in. Remember, up until the end, Sidkio did not give in. He would have been saved had he given in and not rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, but he did not do that. Kicho Amar Hashem, Kin Etein Et Sidkio Melch Yehuda, Ve'esarav, Ve'esheiris Yerushalayim, Hanisharim Ba'aretz Azos. I'll give all of them that are still sitting here, that are still not following me. Va'yoshvim Ba'aretz Mitzrayim, Unisatim Leza'ava Lira'ah. L'chomam l'chosaris. It's going to be something evil, something amazing. L'ra is going to happen. L'cherpa, ulamashal. It's going to be embarrassing. And people are going to say, oh, such a tragedy like what happened in Judah. L'shnina v'leklala b'chal makom atzeshur adichim sham. Wherever they go, they're going to be the mashal of being cursed. V'shilachti ba mesacher v'sarov v'sadover. I'm going to send them all of the terrible sword and hunger and famine. Atumam me'o avuseyem. So these Jews that are still here, right, the Beis HaMikdash still hasn't been destroyed yet, right, and this is going to be destroyed. This is a nevuah that has to do with the in-between time, right? Those that rebelled against Bavel, they thought they were Giborim. They thought that they were the fighters, right, even in Bayis Sheni. The Gemara tells us in Bayis Sheni also, the days of Yochanan and Zakkai, the Gemara that I alluded to earlier, the Gemara in Gittin, where he came out with Vespasian, Tein li Avna v'chachameh. Why do you have to be carried out in the first place? He pretended that he was dead and his Talmidim carried him out. Why couldn't he just go out? Why couldn't he just stay inside the walls? Right, he couldn't go out because it was a siege. Why couldn't he just stay inside because there was no food left? What do you mean? There were years of food left. No, the Biryonim. The Biryonim wanted to fight the Romans. So, just like in Bayis Sheni, they refused to go down, so do here. But sometimes that's not what real Gvura is. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu Gibar, Ezeu Chacham, right, Ezeu Ashir. It's not what it looks like on the outside. Gvura hakovesh es yitzro. That is the ultimate gibar. Someone who doesn't fight back. Someone who holds it in. Someone who controls themselves. That's a gibar, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. Shru gvura would be listening to what I'm saying, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not rebelling against them. That's not what happened, and therefore tragedy struck. Right? We know the model of gvura in the Torah is Yitzchak Avinu. Right, he is the gibor, gvura. Why? Because he overcame his personal, and he was ready to give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's even what's pointed out by the Mefarshim. In the Torah Shebichsav, Yitzchak hardly did anything himself. Right, finding a wife was his father. And at his mother's Levaya, he wasn't there. The only thing he does in the Torah is exactly what his father did. He dug the wells. Why? The Mefarshim explained that his job was to solidify the religion that his father started. Once it has solid grounding, then it can expand, and that's what Yaakov Avinu did. But his midah was gvura, was to be kovesh his own yetzer for his own creativity, and just hold it in. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for Klal Yisrael. They didn't give it, and therefore they met with tragedy. But this parak also tells us that Klal Yisrael is going to continue. The Jews from Bavel will eventually come back after 70 years and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here with Perek Chaf Dalet.